been told, being all I got is an HT for it, and UHF don't do the best in the world here at my home location, I don't monitor it nearly as much as I do analog. But some of the others in this group here have told me that he's doing okay and whatnot. I didn't know if you was aware of it or not, but I thought I'd let you know about it.
Yeah, I had heard somewhere along the line through the grapevine that he had moved on back up there, so I guess I knew about that.
Tom, I still monitor the analog still, being that it's UHF, and this hole that I'm in just don't work so well with UHF as it does VHF, and being that that HT is all I got, just a rubber duck antenna on it for that, I don't monitor it nearly as much as some does, but you was talking about that earlier. I know of another station over out in Liberty who was wanting to do system fusion here. Well, there's no, as you said, system fusion repeater in this area here for system fusion, but there's at least, I know of two DMR repeaters and maybe more, but I know of at least two. Counting this one that our group has and the one that's on Caesar's head that the heart system has.
Yeah, okay. Well, DMR is kind of along them technical lines, and I suppose, yeah, it's more made for commercial. From what I understand, and the folks tell me, but I'm keeping it simple. I'm going with the plug and play. That's my method right now. I ain't got time to fool around with much more stuff than just get key up to mic. So, yeah, I'm not really expanding my horizons at the moment in the hobby. I'm just kind of sticking with what I know. Just in getting the open spot and figuring out how to use that with my Fusion radio last year, about a year ago now, I bought it. That was my latest, greatest step, and that wasn't much of a step. I had to figure it out in a couple hours only. But, yeah, that's about the latest advancement I've made learning on this stuff. And I guess it's good enough for me. If I was down here, or down there, where you're at, I'd throw up myself a repeater. I got one sitting in the bus. They're not even used. So, but I ain't got nobody to talk to it on, so I have no point in putting it up, you know. Down here, it might have a little better chance of somebody else using it. So, it's one of them fusion repeaters. Does both analog and the fusion. I was just sitting in the box. I think I fired it up one time after I got it. Then I realized I kind of just spent my money. Wasted my money. Maybe I'll sell it. I don't know.
Tell us the guy portal. Like I said, if someone hadn't donated me one, I wouldn't have one. But someone donated one to me, an HT, and we got this out here, and I accepted it. But overall, I still prefer analog better. I just worried that somewhere down the line, the FCC will decide that analog takes up too much bandwidth, and hopefully it'll be after I'm dead and gone, but the way everything else is going about digital, I can't be sure of it. I just know that if something like that happened with all these different digital systems not being interoperable, there'll be big problems down the line.
Yeah, you do have a point there, I guess. That's for sure. Well, I'm gonna let you go, Andy. It's been good hearing you and chatting with you this evening. There, over.
I wasn't on last night, but I was on tonight and heard you in here, and just thought you might want to know about some of these that was around here. Some of them are dead, and some of them I don't know, but they could be dead. But we hadn't heard from them in a while, so I just thought I'd let you know about it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Now I know you're not dead either. And you sound the same as always, I'll tell you that. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Maybe we'll do it again some other night. Zachary makes that easy quite well. But I'm going to say goodnight to you for right now, and we'll catch you later, Randy. KI4LZI, KB0, KBJ.
So, Mando, Zach Olin, and all stars down right now because they concentrated over the past couple of years mostly on this all-star, but on this DMR repeater, and he's looking to get it back on the air, but it ain't on the air right now, so... KB0, KBJ, KI4LZI portable.
CIW4FHJ.
FHJ, KI4LZI portable. What do you know, Gene?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting here doing a little studying and this, that, and the other. And eavesdropping on you folks and everything. Checked in the net a little bit earlier, but of course you did too. And didn't have much of anything, just we hadn't talked in a long time, just wanted to say howdy to you.
Jack, W4TWX got his 2 meter repeater back on there. Have you been on it since then?
Which repeater's that?
Francis, W4TWX, the 145-17. Tone 162.2, have you been back on it since they got it back on the air?
No, I didn't know much about it, but I do remember several weeks ago you mentioned on the net here about that it was back on the air, and I hadn't thought much about it. Incidentally, I met with Jack today in Easley at the, what do you call that place, the, anyway, one of the big restaurants there. I can't remember what it is. But he and I had a pretty good lunch. It was expensive as all get out. Man, for old-timer, senior discount, it was still better than $16 a piece. I ain't going there no more. That's the, I wish, there's one in Cherrydale, too. I can't remember what that restaurant is. It's a big one. It makes me mad.
I4LZI portable. I can't done forgot the name of the one he used to go to. It's off down on the coast. Down there near Augusta. We used to go a lot down the one down there. I done forgot the name of it at the moment, though.
The one near where, did you say?
Near Augusta. Near Augusta. Down there where some of the others on 3856 are at.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know anything about that. Ha. Anyway, no, we'll go back to that place again, that restaurant. Good eating, though, all you want, man. I tell you what, good eating, no problem, no question about that. I'm sitting here waiting on 11 o'clock on the WLOSDs about these children that are missing from Black Mountain, North Carolina. My grandson is one of them, so I got a personal interest in that one. 3 girls and 1 boy. One of them's his girlfriend. I think he took his harem with him. 3 girls.
Black Mountain, North Carolina?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about, but there again, right now, currently, we don't have satellite TV, and we can't be here at this location get WLOS TV, so. And I hadn't heard it on any of the others, so I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, it was on the news here in Greenville, the Fox channel in Greenville, and also WYFF. They mentioned it a time or two that they were missing, and just don't know where they went. Been gone for 2 days, I believe, now. Anyway, I hope they're going to be found somewhere. I'm afraid there's drugs involved in this, that, and the other, but who knows about that. Anyway, they supposed to be a little bit of a program. It might be just a minute on the air. I don't really know whether it's anything extended or not. But my daughter called me and said that they're going to be interviewing the police and all that tonight on WLOS. So I'm sitting here going to tune that in at 11 o'clock.
LZI 4. Well, no, I wasn't aware of that situation. All I've heard for the past day or two has been about that down in Casey, South Carolina.
Yeah, this W4FHJ, you know how that turned out, don't you?
Heard some stuff today, and it looks more and more like it was a homicide.
Yeah, I think there were two people involved. I didn't see it. I mean, two people were killed. I didn't see it. But, you know, the little girl and a man, I didn't see it on TV. I just heard a couple of people talking about it.
Talk about your situation, but when narcotics gets involved in any of it, though, that puts a whole new perspective on the whole thing. You were talking about that up at Black Mountain.
First time was my grandson and this girl who was, they don't call them inmates or something else, but anyway, she was sort of a ward of DSS or something in the Black Mountain Home for Children. Both of them 15 years old, and they ran off and were gone for about 3 days. And they found them and brought them back to the home, and everything was going all right for 2 or 3 days. And then 2 days ago, they skipped again, this time with 3 girls. So, bad news, I'll tell you what.
Fails the airport. I hope he ain't a guilty party in all this, but you have to admit, it don't look good on him either.
I didn't get what you said that time for some reason. Say again.
I hope we're wrong, but it don't look good on him either.
Yeah, I know it. They were spotted at an Ingalls up in Marion, North Carolina at one point. At least that's what the report was, but who knows? Somebody might have just wanted to be in the limelight, and they might have said, well, I saw them. Could have made it up, or could have been a mistaken identity. Who knows? But I think all four of them were together, at least according to the report. W4FHJ.
What else you got for? But you're right. There has been known to be things that didn't turn out to be true. For sure. Let's hope that's the case.
Yep, that's true. Good talking with you again, and we'll be seeing you on the net or wherever. I told Jack I'd try to catch up with him in the morning on 3856, I think he hangs on. Do you ever do any HF?
I would if I didn't have antenna issues here with a power line. My problem is I keep putting up to nothing to keep it up. Because there's always the dipoles under a power line. And I thought about a verdict. But it would be by this same power line, and I'd probably have to spend a whole bunch of money on a HF vertical would have nothing but power line noise in my ears here. After I spent all the money to try to put a vertical up. So I've kind of... You might say, just for the most part, just been monitored.
Worried about that noise. That's something else. I know years ago when I moved up here from Georgia, we were looking for a home, and over in West Greenville, we considered buying a home there, and it was under a big power line. I said, I don't think so, because I was envisioning, you know, putting up a ham station. I said, I don't like that. So we wound up in another part of town, and I don't have a bit of problem with that kind of thing here. So there you go. Andy, I'll see you a bit later. Got to run. I want to do a little bit more studying here before I turn the TV on. So let me pass along my 73rds to you for now. Yeah, he's usually, if Jack's home, he's usually on 3856 in the morning, most of the time. In my case here, when about the best I can do is put something up for a little while and hope the power line don't come down on it. But over the decades and here about a couple of years ago, the latest time, that power line did come down. So I have to be very cautious. W4FHJ, KI4LZI4. Okay. All right, you'll be good, that is, if you know how. So, I'll talk with you later. Good talking with you, Andy, really and truly. We'll be seeing you around. Okie dokie. KI4LZI4. W4FHJ out.